Hello and welcome. You're watching the Left, Right and Center Weekend Edition. I'm Osama Shahab. On the show today, we unravel the political potpourri of India. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems that the Election Commission, it has gone from silent observer to vocal participant, throwing some serious shade back at none other than the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Rahul Gandhi. Remember, his fiery claims about match-fixing and a blueprint for rigging democracy in the Maharashtra assembly elections, with Bihar allegedly next on the list. Well, the Election Commission isn't just sending a strongly worded letter. They are serving up a point-by-point rebuttal. Plus, the Election Commission is not too thrilled about his questioning of booth-level agents and officers, even suggesting he might be, dare we say, seeking cover for his own party. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll try and unravel this entire controversy and the war of words that has erupted. But before I get a quick response from Mr. O.P. Rav, the former Chief Election Commissioner, and then later go to my guests, listen in to all the reactions that have come in.
मैं राहुल जी को इतना ही कहना चाहूंगा कि ताउम्र राहुल जी आप यही गलती करते रहे, धूल चेहरे पर थी और आईना पूछते रहे।
देखिए, चुनाव आयोग जो है उसको पिट्ठू नहीं बनना चाहिए। मुझे मालूम है मैं किस शब्द का इस्तेमाल करूं। दुर्भाग्य से चुनाव आयोग सरकारी पिट्ठू बन गया और जब निष्पक्ष चुनाव करवाने वाला चुनाव आयोग सरकारी पिट्ठू बन जाए तो इस देश में प्रजातंत्र अपने आप खतरे में चला जाएगा।
पहली बात तो राहुल जी का ये बयान अपने में दर्शाता है कि उन्होंने बिहार विधानसभा चुनाव में अपनी हार स्वीकार कर ली है। जिस तरीके से महाराष्ट्र में ये लोग बुरी तरीके से चुनाव हारे हैं, दिक्कत कांग्रेस और उनके नेताओं में यही है कि जब जरूरत आत्ममंथन करने की है तो उस वक्त ये लोग बहाने ढूंढते हैं चुनाव हारने के।
14 के बाद से जब से नरेंद्र मोदी जी प्रधानमंत्री बने तब से जितने भी कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल इंस्टीट्यूशंस संवैधानिक संस्थाएं सबको हाईजैक कर रखा है। चुनाव आयोग इलेक्शन की घोषणा करता है चुनाव की तारीखों का, उससे पहले बीजेपी की आईटी सेल को पता होता है कि चुनाव कब होना है। देश की जनता ये मानती है कि जितने इंस्टीट्यूशंस हैं अब बीजेपी का एक प्रकोष्ठ के रूप में पार्टी का काम कर रहा है।
All right, joining us live at this moment is Mr. O.P. Rawat, the former Chief Election Commissioner. Sir, welcome to NDTV. My first question to you is that the Election Commission, it has come out with a point-by-point rebuttal. It has criticized what Mr. Gandhi has said. Do you think it has adequately addressed Mr. Rahul Gandhi's concerns here?
I would only say that Election Commission had issued a written statement on voter list manipulation, on last few minutes voting turnout being more than 8%, having certain wrong things done on the voter list. All those things have been addressed squarely by Election Commission in their written statement, which is in public domain.
Let us then talk about the institutional accountability here. How can the Election Commission then balance its role as a neutral arbiter of the electoral process then?
Doing it very well. I think they addressed all the issues regarding Maharashtra election and they issued a written statement on all those allegations. Mm-hmm. And I find that those replies have merit and Election Commission has come out very well.
Okay, Mr. Rawat, one final word from you. How does the Election Commission's response reflect on its commitment to transparency as well as accountability then?
Committed, and they have been addressing all these issues squarely, and most of their replies and statements on any issue raised against the electoral malpractice are in public domain for everyone to see.
All right. Mr. O.P. Rawat there, thank you very much for speaking with NDTV, sir. In fact, I'm also currently joined by my guests at this point, Mr. Amitabh Tiwari, a political strategist. Along with him, there is Tuheen Sinha, spokesperson of the BJP. We'll also be joined by Mr. Adil Singh Boparai, spokesperson of the Congress, in just a short while. Let me start by asking you, Mr. Tuheen Sinha. Rahul Gandhi, he has raised some issues, but instead of calling him names, shouldn't there be open discussions about it? And Mr. Gandhi, he has raised questions for the Election Commission. Why is the BJP jumping in defense of the Election Commission then?
Well, good evening, Osama. You know, I don't know what discussion you want. You know, these questions have been answered time and again, multiple times over the last few months. And if he has a comprehension problem, if he has an IQ problem, because he seems, you know, equally he has been unable to comprehend what the DGMO says. He has equally been unable to comprehend what the EAM says. So if, you know, there is a problem child who does not decipher, who is not able to understand simple communication. Now, let me, you know, instead of taking Rahul with these words, let me point by point, you know, quickly explain where we find problem with Rahul Gandhi's charges. Number one, he says, you know, in the last hour, there was an 8% increase in voter turnout. This has also happened in Telangana, where from 63.94% at the end of 5 p.m., there was a sudden surge and, you know, the voter percentage went up to 71%. So does Rahul Gandhi, you know, shouldn't Congress Party declare, you know, the Telangana Assembly election, which they convincingly won, as null and void? I mean, these are serious issues which he needs to ponder over. He says 40 lakh new voters have been added. Previously, he had said 90 lakhs. Then he came down to 70 lakhs. Now he finds 40 lakhs. Does he not want new voters to be added? That's an ongoing process. That's a constant process. You know, in Karnataka Assembly elections, which again, they convincingly won, again, 16 lakh voters were added in the last few months. So it's an ongoing process. I don't know where he exactly finds the problem. If you ask me, he has surrendered before the Bihar elections. And, you know, there is a history of Congress Party misusing the Election Commission. In fact, Indira Gandhi in 1975, just before the imposition of emergency, she was disqualified based on electoral malpractices by the Allahabad High Court. Do we not remember that? We know for a fact that T.N. Seshan, after completing his term, fought elections on a Congress ticket. Yes. So for Congress Party, who has a pathetic track record when it comes to, you know, conducting elections in this country, I don't think it is fair for them to keep demonizing an institution which has time and again clarified the charges made by Rahul Gandhi.
All right. Mr. Adil Singh Boparai, he has joined us, the spokesperson of the Congress Party. Mr. Boparai, Mr. Tuheen Sinha raised a point about Telangana, where something similar, the numbers, you know, something similar happened there as well. There was a rise in the number after 5 p.m., etc. Firstly, respond to that. And secondly, the Election Commission, it has pointed question to Rahul Gandhi. If you have any issues, just write to the Election Commission instead of creating fake narratives. Why doesn't Mr. Rahul Gandhi write to the Election Commission directly?
Why is the BJP responding on behalf of the Election Commission of India? The Election Commission of India is an independent institution. You have no less than the leader of the opposition of the Lok Sabha. He is the shadow prime minister under a parliamentary model. The Election Commission of India should directly respond to him. They should issue a note. They should hold a press conference. Why are they using intermediaries and pliable sections of the media to respond to what Mr. Gandhi has said? Point number one. Point number two, please understand, the purity of the election process is the bedrock on which our country stands. There is absolutely no possibility, and there should not be any kind of tampering or tinkering with this process. Now, let me give you the sequence of events. Before, you had the Election Commission of India or the election commissioners being appointed by a three-member body comprising of the Prime Minister, the leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, and the Chief Justice of India. The government comes out with an act using their brute majority in Parliament, and removes the Chief Justice of India and puts the Home Minister in his place. So what does this effectively mean? This effectively means that the government of the day, which includes the Prime Minister and the Home Minister, can bulldoze their nominee as the Chief Election Commissioner. Point number one. Why is it that the government, and specifically this present government, when we had the opportunity to have an equitable level playing field, why did they remove the Chief Justice of India? Number two, something which is very, very intriguing. The Punjab and Haryana High Court passes an order on a petition filed by a lawyer that under the conduct of election rules, any person can write to the Election Commission of India and you must furnish him the CCTV footage and other data which is necessary on the payment of a prescribed fee. There is a judgment by a court of law. Overnight, this government amends the conduct of election rules and virtually nullifies and stonewalls the order of the High Court. What is this government hiding? What is this government trying to suppress? And if the Election Commission of India, and I say this as a concerned citizen, if the Election Commission of India has nothing to hide, why don't they not release the CCTV footages from the polling booths
post
5 p.m.?
Sunlight
is the best disinfectant.
Then, you know, all these questions, all these apprehensions, why are they raised if you lose an election? You didn't say anything after winning the Jammu and Kashmir elections. You didn't say anything after Jharkhand. So your loss is the reason enough to put question mark on the Election Commission then.
That's a very specious argument. Now, please understand, for the following reasons. Number one, it is not about one election or two elections. It is about the bedrock on which this republic stands. So regardless of whether we win elections, we have no problem. Release the data from the Karnataka elections. Release the data from the Telangana elections. Release the data from the Jharkhand elections. We have no quarrel with that proposition. The point today is, Osama, and I say this with responsibility, and I mean I'm reiterating this metaphor, sunlight is the best disinfectant. If the Election Commission of India has nothing to hide, they must release the CCTV footages post 5 p.m.
Okay, we'll take that, point. We'll take your point to Mr. Tuhin Sinha before I go to Mr. Amitabh Tiwari. Mr. Tuhin Sinha, what raises suspicion and one point which has not been answered is why would the government and the Election Commission change these rules on CCTV footage availability right after the Bombay High Court has passed an order in this?
Punjab Haryana.
No. Shouldn't we be more transparent that this order does absolutely opposite then?
You know, if I answer the question, you will again say that, you know, why am I answering the question instead of the Election Commission? So you write to the Election Commission. If you still have doubts left in it, stop getting into these gimmicks every few days. Write a formal letter to the Election Commission and seek their answers. Fact is, Osama, till about October last year, they would employ a different strategy. They would go after EVM tampering. When they realized that their own leaders were not supporting Rahul Gandhi, Bhupinder Hooda, after losing Haryana, said, I don't find anything wrong with EVM. That is when, as an afterthought, Rahul Gandhi changed his strategy and got into the voter turnout tampering. You know, this would also fade out. This would also not hold. If you still have grievance regarding CCTV cameras being employed, being not employed, you have every right to formally write to Election Commission as a suggestion for Bihar Assembly election. But stop demonizing this institution. That is why we answer, because the primary answer has already been provided by the Election Commission. But if you continue demonizing institutions, then we will obviously respond because we trust these institutions.
We'll take a response from Mr. Amitabh Tiwari as well. I want to understand, speak about on the nature of these allegations, sir. These are incredibly serious charges. How do such broad and fundamental accusations then impact the public's perception of the integrity of the Election Commission itself? Is there a risk of long-term damage to institutional trust?
See, essentially, just like the Operation Sindoor or the limited war we had with Pakistan. See, the electoral battle today is not only being contested or fought during the election times, but it is also a perception war which is being fought on social media, as you mentioned. So what happens is that when Rahul Gandhi is making such allegations, and the allegations are of serious nature, And also he is alluding to the fact of match fixing being happening between the incumbent government and the Election Commission of India. These are very serious charges, number one. Number two, these could be picked up by the foreign media as well as other institutions which could use this to question the efficiency or the efficacy of the electoral system in India. That is another point which you are trying to allude to. So all these things have these meanings. The Election Commission has rebutted all these charges. We had also the former election commissioner on this program earlier with you, who is also agreeing to most of the points which have been made by the Election Commission. The question is that these are serious allegations. It does raise, and also the fact that the Election Commission has, one thing is for sure that the Election Commission also has not come out very strongly and defended these charges in the past. It only happens when Rahul Gandhi writes an article that the Election Commission is coming out and answering these questions, or the Congress party holds a press conference and then the Election Commission comes out and answers it. So the Election Commission also, I think, because this is again a perception battle and a battle wherein communication has to be very clear and precise. Somehow, it in this episode, it has not been able to show that it has all the points in its favor. And it has not been able to communicate.
I want a very quick word on, many are calling this Rahul Gandhi's strategy. Given the Election Commission of India's pushback and the BJP's counter-narrative, what do you believe is Rahul Gandhi's strategic objective in making these allegations so publicly?
No, his strategic objective is clearly that there are reasons beyond political reasons and beyond political support which are perhaps going on, and that is why the BJP, despite, let's say, 10 years of rule in perhaps a Haryana or a Maharashtra, is going winning the elections, and he feels that perhaps the support is with the Congress party or the opposition, more so after the 2024 Lok Sabha election results, where the BJP did suffer some setback. It was not able to cross the halfway mark. And that's why he's not able to perhaps digest the fact that there could be a sea change of support compared to the Lok Sabha elections, to the Lok Sabha elections. But these are very different elections, and that is possible. One cannot assume that what you got in a Lok Sabha election, you will necessarily hold that support in a Vidhan Sabha election. Otherwise, no need for a Vidhan Sabha election to be conducted. The results could be because of the Lok Sabha.
You know, speaking about elections, let's also talk about the upcoming Bihar elections. Mr. Bupparai, the BJP is accusing you of already making the ground for excuses for the defeat in upcoming Bihar elections. Your response to that?
Usama, this should not be reduced into a Congress-BJP verbal duel. I'm again reiterating this. This issue is extremely important and sensitive and must be dealt with by the institutions of the day in a logical and a methodical manner. When you have a constitutional authority giving you reasons as to why something is fishy, it is important that that institution comes out. Now, please give me one very, very, please answer, respond to this. What was the urgency or what was the alacrity which propelled the government of the day to amend the conduct of election rules, which would have released the CCTV data with respect to the Haryana elections? The order comes on a Friday and they overnight amend the rules. Is that not suspicious? Number one. Number two, is it not a matter of fact that the Home Minister has been now placed into this committee and substitutes the Chief Justice of India? Does that not mean that the government of the day virtually has a veto over who the umpires will be? Number three, because this was something which was raised by the BJP spokesperson and my very learned friend, Mr. Tiwari. Mr. Rahul Gandhi, along with Supriya Sule ji and Mr. Sanjay Roth, addressed a press conference where they raised all these pointers. The Election Commission of India officially came out and said that we will rebut them by way of an office note. No response came out from the Election Commission of India. A senior Congress leader files a writ petition before the Delhi High Court, where the Election Commission of India says, we will pass orders within 3 months. Our representatives go and meet the state election commissioner in Mumbai. They give no data to us.
Okay. Okay.
This is also a matter of fact. The reason why Mr. Rahul Gandhi had to come out is because the chief election commissioner and the election commission is virtually not giving out information. What option do we have? We're a country which is run by a system of checks and balances. It is not about the next election.
Okay.
All it's right. about the institutions.
All right. We're running short of time. Mr. Tuhin Sinha, very quick word and your response to what Mr. Boparaya has
Well, said. On the, you know, the same rules, CCTV not being applied or whatever, you know, the same rules existed in Jharkhand where they won with such a huge margin. And mind you, the Jharkhand state government of him, led by Hemant Soren, is one of the most corrupt and non-performing governments. I was in Jharkhand during the elections. You know, there was very little chance of them winning. If we accept defeats gracefully, it's about time the Congress stops cribbing in this manner. If they have certain suggestions for the Bihar elections, you know, they should very aggressively put forth those suggestions, meet the election commissioner. And if the election commission does not apply those suggestions, then obviously their grouse is genuine. But to constantly harp over a defeat, you know, it just shows that they can't get over that defeat. They should look inwards. They should get over, you know, this mentality where they keep demonizing institutions day in and day out.
Okay. All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being a part of this discussion. In fact, how does this particular episode contribute to or reflect a broader trend of declining respect for independent institutions like the Election Commission? Well, that is a question that still needs to be answered.